I really love what you've sent me this week. Just wonderful. Poetic writing as usual. Your use of foreshadowing is subtle, yet still there for those looking hard enough. I do have one question about it, overall. There seem to be various references to, well, to the female foot. I'm not sure I follow these references. It's embarrassing. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. We're both writers. We know exactly what we write and why. I always write things that no one is going to catch on to. I'm simply curious, that's all. And I am your mentor, so telling me what it all means will help you in the long run, right? Let me just make a guess. You have a foot fetish, and you like to sprinkle little bits throughout your writing. Because you can. Like some kind of Tarantino of prose. Am I correct? I am! Well, maybe be a little bit more subtle. Oh, nothing. I just... In all my years, I've never met someone with a foot fetish. I mean, I'm sure I have, but you're the first I've known about. I know it's unrelated to your writing overall, but I do have to ask, what is it about feet? It's okay. You can tell me. Don't worry. We can keep it between us. It's not something you can really explain. Really? You'd rather just show me? You're serious? You want me to take my shoes off so you can do your dirty little business? I don't know. Come on, you're a writer. Just use your words. You're good at it. Yes, they do say show, don't tell. Damn those words. Fine. Show me. It's getting late here anyway, and most of the other mentors have gone. We should be safe. How long have you waited for this moment, eh? To finally see my pretty little feet. What do you think of them? Oh, my. Straight to it. Oh, your mouth is so warm, wrapped around my toes. You don't mind that I'm a little bit older, probably older than anyone you've been with, right? Good to know you still find my feet sexy. You're hungry for them. So hungry, my God. You've had this pent up for too long, it seems. Feels kind of nice. I could get used to having someone do this to me. I must admit, I find myself rather aroused. God, I knew you were great with words, but with your mouth too? Perhaps slam poetry could be for you. Since I'm doing this for you, you'll have to do something for me. I want you to fuck me. Yes, I'm serious. Sit me up on my work desk and fuck my pussy. Please. Please, sir. Oh my, so strong for a writer. That's it. Just push this stuff aside. Yes, sir. Just hike up my skirt, pull my panties to the side, and... oh, fucking God. Fuck. My feet made you so fucking hard. Oh, fuck, yes. That's right. Keep sucking on them. Keep running that hot tongue across my smooth soles. Keep sucking each and every one of my toes with hunger. Oh, fuck. Please, sir, fucking show me. I don't ever want to be told again. Oh. Just show. No tell. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Suck on my heels. Lick my ankles. Ravage every part of my foot. Oh, both feet. Use them however you like, sir. Oh, you better use this experience for your writing. Or even write some steamy erotica about the student who lusts after his sexy mentor's feet. Oh, fuck. I want to read that from you. Your assignment for next week is to write a short story based on the foot fetish. Try to include all five senses as much as you can. The taste of my toes as you suck. The smell as I smother my soles in your face. The feel as my softness dances across your fingertips. The sight of my toes curling in pleasure as you fuck me. The sound of my moans filling the room as you fuck my pretty feet. Yes, write that. Write the fuck out of that. Please, sir. If it doesn't make me even a little wet, then I'll be very disappointed and you'll be punished. Oh. You're gonna come. Don't come inside me. Please, sir, come on my feet. I want to feel your hot cum all over my pretty little feet. Yes, come. Fucking come. Oh my, you had so much. Fuck. My feet are soaked. Feels so nice between my toes. Squelchy. Okay, so do you understand your writing project for next week? All right. Good. Thanks for showing instead of just telling me. You're a writer in every aspect of life, it seems. Now, how am I going to clean this mess up?